The political left in Israel is making a comeback. It's been nearly 3 years since Ariel Sharon and his right-wing government came to power on a wave of nationwide anger and concern over Palestinian suicide bombings. Several new peace initiatives have reawakened the left, and a growing number of Israelis now say they believe Sharon's military solution is not working. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports from Jerusalem.
The Israeli parliament has never been known for polite political discourse, but the meeting that opened this week's winter session was especially stormy. Several parliament members were ejected from the plenum. Others walked out in protest. Prime Minister Ariel Sharon accused his left-wing opponents of helping the Palestinians evade their commitments to fight terrorism. In response, Labour Party acting chairman Shimon Peres said Sharon has missed every opportunity for peace. The Palestinians are a people fighting for independence, declared Peres, sparking a new outburst from Sharon's supporters in the legislature. After 3 years of suicide bombings, many Israelis see the Palestinians simply as terrorists, not as a people struggling for independence. The Israeli left has continued to advocate negotiations and Palestinian statehood, but until now it had remained largely silent in the face of right-wing charges that there is no negotiating partner on the Palestinian side. But now, a new unofficial peace plan negotiated over 2 years by former Israeli Justice Minister Yossi Bailon and former Palestinian Cabinet Minister Yasser Abed-Rabo has sparked a sharp debate in Israel. Polls say about a third of the Israeli public supports the plan, which calls for an almost complete withdrawal from the West Bank and Gaza and Palestinian sovereignty over part of Jerusalem. Bailon says that's a number beyond his wildest expectations. But even more important, he says, is that about a quarter of those who voted for Likud Prime Minister Sharon say they back the initiative.
It means that there is a separation between supporting the government of Sharon and supporting the peace process. And maybe people understand now that the promises of Sharon to have security and peace are quite hollow.
Uri Dromi, a former director of the government press office, says Bailon's initiative goes too far for many Israelis. But he says Israelis are looking for a way out of the blood-soaked impasse with the Palestinians.
People, after 3 years and after more than 800 casualties on the Israeli side, are starting to ask themselves, okay, so we're fighting terror, we're standing together, which is fine, but what's next?
Other Israeli analysts caution that the Bailon initiative is far too dovish to capture widespread Israeli support. Political scientist Susan Hadas-Roloff says former Labour Party leader Amram Mitzna offered Israelis a similar plan in his election campaign just 9 months ago.
Amram Mitzna ran at the head of the Labour Party in the last elections, and this type of platform, this general direction, and the left lost its pants. People heard what it was all about. They didn't want it. They voted against it.
In that election, Labour made its poorest showing in decades, capturing just 19 seats in Israel's parliament out of 120. Sharon's Likud received twice as many seats. Hadas-Roloff says that if elections were held today, she believes the outcome would be similar. Aryeh Carmon, the director of a centrist think tank called the Israel Democracy Institute, says Labour has suffered from a leadership crisis. But he says the party could still make a comeback.
The Labour Party is the only candidate to pick up the ball and run with it. They have not done it yet, but I would not be surprised if down the line they would do it politically.
Carmon says that at the very least, Bailon's initiative has restarted a political debate in Israel that has been dormant for the past 3 years. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.